But then we looked around and talked to some people and had a very, and the weather was absolutely spectacular.
And you didn't like the fact that the FBI decided to investigate the speaker after the speaker said, FBI, you can't raid offices. At least now they deny that they did that, but at least that was the report.
So that's our government reacting immediately.
That's right. See what can happen to you.
And next, an audit.
And there's one place I don't intend to live, Indonesia. Man, they have a lot of trouble with earthquakes and volcanoes and a few other things.
Isn't Indonesia the third most populous nation in the world after India and China?
I think so. And
5,400 people die, and we hardly even hear about it.
Oh, no. No. I heard about it all weekend.
Yeah?
Oh, every time I turned around, somebody was giving me the number about what we ought to be sending over there and what we have sent over there. And it's been pretty remarkable how quickly we have, in fact, reacted. The Consul General to Indonesia here in San Francisco's office started on Friday, actually, soliciting resources. So it was quite dramatic.
Well, we get a great show lined up today, John.
And
a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about, P.J. Corkery is going to join us. The author of the book, Life According to George, is going to join us.
One Nation Under George. Sondre Swanson, who's running for assembly in 16th District in the East Bay, is going to be here, too.
And, of course, we got to talk a little bit about Barry.
No,
715, and you would think he had never had 1 ounce of steroid accusations against him, the way the Chronicle have exploited his 715.
Hey, did you guys hear about the radio announcer?
Fleming?
Yes.
So the one, I mean, he's never going to be the same again. He missed the biggest moment of ever, the biggest moment ever. Mic didn't work, wasn't able to make the call.
I know, and it fell to Dwayne Kuiper's call on television.
Which was just fine.
Yeah.
Which was just fine, but.
But I feel, almost feel for the guy, you know.
Yeah. Poor Fleming.
Yes.
He'll be around for 756. He's ambitious.
He's young, yeah.
Yes.
He'll be around. All right, keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up in just a couple of minutes. That's the Progressive News Hour for this Tuesday on 960 The Quake. More news and downloadable audio available 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
There are two propositions that have made it on the June ballot, and one of them affects the public library system. Prop 81 is the California Reading and Literary Improvement and Public Library Construction and Renovation Bond Act. Now, this act provides for a bond issue of $600 million to provide funds for the construction and renovation of public library facilities in order to expand access to reading and literacy programs in California's public education system. But it also seeks to expand access to public library services for all residents of the state of California. Now, it will cost the state in total about $1.2 billion over 30 years to pay off both the principal, which is $600 million, and interest, $570 million.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com. Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hello?
Honey, it's
Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Kron 4 Traffic Center. Kron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:03, good morning. This report brought to us by Togo's. And here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Accident in the center divide now was three cars. 880 northbound before industrial. CHP is going to have to run a traffic brake to get it all over to the shoulder. So you can plan on a momentary dip pile up there. Just pile of a congestion, what I'm referring to. Car stalled in one lane of the on-ramp from 6th Street onto southbound 280 coming out of San Francisco. Highway 4 westbound after Loveridge. Two-car crash just reported over in the shoulder. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup to the 880 overcrossing. Togo's and Baskin-Robbins giving you the ultimate summer escape. Just imagine you and nine of your guests cruising in a fully stocked luxury houseboat. Go to winahouseboattrip.com to win or visit a participating Baskin-Robbins and Togo's locations today. Real-time traffic information 24-7 at our website at quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. Paul Wells here, and we are live at the Hotel Vitale at 7:04. Keeping it real with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning, Mr. Wells, Mr. Brown.
And how are you, gentlemen?
Happy post-Memorial Day.
Yes, and every politician in the country somehow managed to show up at some cemetery someplace with a wreath, all for the purpose of making sure that the world knows how committed they are, how loyal they are, how patriotic they are. On a sincere note, however, I think that the one at the Presidio has always been the best. The veterans in San Francisco celebrate, commemorate, and remember as well as anybody I know, and they do so in spite of all the politicians.
Yeah. Well, I guess Bush laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown service record. Yeah.
Yes, and then you had, of course, those Marines that always marched full-time, like 365 days out of the year. They do it all giving us an opportunity to be a part of the celebration of the incredible victories while ignoring what's going on in Iraq. Unbelievable.
People in Iraq are calling for the U.S. to form a new government.
Yes, but did you notice that yesterday we lost some CBS personnel?
Oh, man, yes, Kimberly Dozier.
Well, she hasn't died.
I really liked what the Chronicle said, because the Chronicle, everybody else has been doing it differently. Everybody else has said that two cameramen were killed and Kimberly Dozier was, and here, even in the Chronicle, it says journalists were killed. So they call the, and I know this is a tiny little thing when we're talking about a death, but the cameraman and the sound man were journalists.
Yes.
And to try to differentiate between the on-air person, I think.
And did you hear how that actually occurred?
I'm wondering if this is going to encourage the insurgents, because it's finally refocused our attention on Iraq, where for weeks it has been off. And I'm wondering if they're figuring out, hey, if we take out journalists, suddenly it gets to be news again. Well, and this might be very dangerous for the other journalists in town.
And this is the first journalist who's hit the radar screen since that ABC anchorman.
All right, Bob Woodruff.
Bob Woodruff.
Who we still haven't heard from. And he's already been replaced. I mean, Elizabeth Vargas, she's pregnant, so that's why she's leaving. But they put Gibson in there.
Charles Gibson,
yeah.
Comes from the morning programming. And, by the way, they don't know what they're going to do with her if and when she returns.
Elizabeth Vargas?
Yes.
Yeah,
they have not made that decision yet.
They'll find a closet for her.
No, I think she'll stay on the air.
I also think that CBS is making a mistake with Katie Couric. Bob Schieffer, his ratings have gone up and up and up and up. And why they would stop that ascension in the ratings because he's like a Walter Cronkite. He's a trusted gentleman of an older age, you know.
Well, you know,
Rather never had that kind of grandfatherly trust.
But, Will, they said clearly when he first took over
that it was interim. I know.
He didn't want the, and he said he did not want the job. He was only doing this as a real soldier in the ranks of journalists for CBS.
Mm-hmm. And like those two morning people who took over Good Morning America, Charles Gibson and I forget her name, but that they were interim as well. Oh, it's just temporary. We're bringing them back. And they've been there for what, 5.5 years now?
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer, that's right.
Diane Sawyer. And she's trying to get out of that deal, you know. She'd like to go back to doing what she formerly did, which was 60 Minutes years ago. Yes. My daughter worked with Diane Sawyer many years ago on the air. My daughter was a producer, runner, or whatever you call people.
She was Diane Sawyer's producer?
Not the producer, but she was one of those people that worked.
Like a production assistant.
That's right.
Like a PA.
That's right.
No.
You know, when you're still in school and you're just getting out of school and you have a dad who will sponsor you. Yeah, well, learn. Are you kidding me? That's the last form of indentured servitude there is in the world of media. My daughter worked with Diane, and when Diane was, we had the 84 convention out here, and I gave that big party. Diane came to the party and identified herself as being Susan Brown's friend, my daughter's friend. That's 1984. You realize 22 years ago?
Where was that party?
That party was on the pier.
That was the pier next to Belle Clutha, right?
That's right. You remember I had that party? Thousands, 20,000 people came.
And there was some sort of huge Golden Gate Bridge there?
Yes, inside.
Yeah.
I replicated the city inside of it.
Yeah.
And I'm still paying for that party. I'm still paying for that party, believe it or not. That's how costly it was. Why wasn't Jack Abramoff around at that time with all of his dollars?
Not just Jack Abramoff. Now,
Bill Jefferson?
Did you read about Harry Reid? He's getting busted for taking boxing tickets. But he's a senator from Nevada. They have boxing in Nevada.
Well, I'm telling you, everybody's getting busted. I'm sure glad I'm
every
not around
thing,
anymore.
Yeah, every little thing. Where'd you get that cummerbund?
Yeah.
Come on.
Did he throw
that
in? I borrowed it from Tony.
Uh-huh.
Where did Tony get it? Tony got it from some whomever. You know, who knows? But this business of the fallout over the incident involving William Jefferson is just absolutely amazing. I guess it was yesterday the New York Times did this profile on Mr. Jefferson, citing how rags to riches, he had overcome every problem presented to him, ended up going to Harvard Law School after graduating from Southern University, apparently with a really superior set of brains, but he had been given the name Dollar Bill. He'd been referred to. That's his nickname.
Dollar Bill Jefferson?
Dollar Bill Jefferson.
Oh, geez. That's probably not a good sign, huh?
For years, he's been, known as a guy who would do things when appropriately compensated.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily accusation that he was, confusing his duties with.
No, there could have been legitimate contributions.
But they called
some of them might have passed that.
But that's his nickname.
Bill Jefferson.
Dollar Bill Jefferson. That's his nickname. And then today,
as opposed to Chunky Pockets Brown, did you ever have a nickname?
No,
as a politician.
No.
I imagine as a politician, that's the one thing you want to stay away from is a nickname. Clinton was Slick Willie.
Well, Bill Clinton tried to dump that one on me.
Oh, really?
Yes, out here one night when he was here making a presentation, and I presented him. He got up and says, "Hey, people. This is the real Slick Willie."
Wow! He's trying to scrape it off of you, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, yes. And I said, I don't like blue dresses, Bill.
No.
Yes, no. I did. I yelled, I don't like blue dresses.
Don't mess with me, man. It comes back twice as hard.
No. Hey, you played a dozen. You better be prepared to give up 12. But people do have nicknames. A lot, and sometimes those names refer to your reliability on a vote here and there.
Or the hammer, Tom, the hammer delay, yeah.
Yes, and that's back to haunt him. Oh, it always hurts you. But the only nickname I have was Brookie. I was Brookie. Yeah.
Brookie Brown?
Yeah. For long, long years, I was known in Texas as Lawson Brooks Brown. And that's because my mother was a great lady who loved to party before my birth. She was probably the best dancer in the whole town. And at the night of my birth, the traveling band that came through that she loved so much were Lawson Brooks All-Stars. Everybody assumed that she'd name her son, born on the night of that, Lawson Brooks Brown. And I assumed that I was Lawson Brooks Brown till I got ready to, I don't know, I must have been high school almost, when they started saying, well, your name is really Willie. And then, nah, give me a break. My name is Lawson Brooks Brown. Everybody calls me Brookie.
Are you kidding me? For 15 years?
For a lot of years. I don't know how many years.
Yeah, but you thought your name was Lawson Brooks Brown.
Which is, kind of an interesting name.
That was a great name.
Lawson Brooks Brown. And that's what it was. Lawson Brooks. Everybody called me Lawson Brooks or Brookie. And everybody in Mineola knows me as Brookie. They don't know me as Willie. My sisters had to get accustomed to calling me Willie. Well, that's my dad's name, Willie Lewis Brown.
Junior.
Senior. I'm Willie Lewis Brown, Junior. Yeah. But that's the way it was in the Bible, because I wasn't born in a hospital. I was delivered by a midwife, and, they put your date of birth in the Bible. When I got out here, I had to get a delayed birth certificate, all because of the nature of how you produce people in Texas and how people are accounted for in Texas.
How come you didn't stay with Lawson Brooks? Why'd you go back to Willie Lewis?
Because that's the way it was in the Bible.
I know, but you've been called Lawson Brooks for the first part of your life. You just stay with it.
Had I had any clue? Oh, yes. Lawson Brooks Brown. But that's not as good on a bumper sticker as Willie Brown.
No.
Bumper sticker.
You might have been LB. Who knows?
Yes.
LB Brown.
LBB.
Yeah.
Rather than LBJ.
And instead, here you are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. So it all.
As Willie Brown. Yes. Not as Lawson Brooks.
Or Reginald.
Winfield Gregory III. Yeah. Get the names correctly, will you? You realize if the FBI was checking me out. Go to Google, original Winfield Gregory III, and that takes you to Lawson Brooks and Lawson Brooks. Lawson Brooks takes you to a cappuccino.
Well, my name, D-U-E-R-S-T, that's my legal name, D-U-E-R-S-T. But it was too complicated because when I would go on stage, people would say Duerst or something. So I dropped the E for professional purposes, D-U-R-S-T. But then my dad tells me like 15 years ago, oh, yeah, that's the original spelling. What is D-U-R? Well, where'd the E come from? He added it when he joined the Navy in 41 because he thought it looked cool. I had no idea. I find out, like 10 years ago.
He bought a vowel.
Yeah, he bought a vowel from Vanna White. So I went back to the original spelling of my name.
I wonder how many people out there have interesting stories about their names. We ought to solicit to have them call us and tell us stories about their names. Some people totally and completely. I told you about the guy in Sacramento that became so carried away with the name Senator that when he lost the race, he didn't want to change his name back to what it was and dropped the word Senator. So he made his first name Senator and got it changed.
He petitioned the court to change his first name to Senator?
Yeah, his name originally was Omar Reigns, O-M-A-R Reigns. And when he got elected, he was Senator Omar Reigns.
Senator Reigns.
He dropped it and became Senator Reigns. And then when he left, he dropped Omar. And he's now known as Senator Reigns. Who's calling Senator Reigns?
He gets him through a lot more.
I always say, what's your first name? I hate people when they say, my name is Dr. Will Dersh. Son, your parents named you doctor? You got to be No. That's my title. Well, now, why would you introduce yourself as doctor?
Doctors are the ones, because if you say, I've actually done this. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bailey. That's Dr. Bailey.
Well, I have a doctorate degree. Why would I ever call myself Dr. Willie?
Dr. Brown.
Ah, terrible.
Brown? Well, you're Speaker, Mayor, Dr. Brown.
Yeah, that's not a description.
Yeah.
I'm also a Reverend.
Reverend. Speaker, Mayor, Reverend, Dr. Brown.
And then the brothers who are not quite Reverends? They're doctor. Dr. Reverend Brown. Get it?
Well, it's like Senator Dr. Reverend Indian Chief Bill Frist.
Yeah.
Because he's all alone. So.
Yeah. Who immediately said, hey, I don't know what they're talking about. Anybody ought to be able to check anybody's office if they're under criminal investigation. And poor Dennis Haslund. Did you see him waddling across the tarmac the other day?
And his hair is pure white. Have you noticed that? When did that happen?
And he's about the size of a walrus.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's huge.
He's bloated up like a poison toad.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. You know, he and Barry at the same gym. What is this? I mean, he's huge. He's just so big.
Yeah, just call him Congressperson Steroids.
No, I didn't say he was taking steroids. I said he was working out at the same gym.
There we go. P.J. Corkery of the Examiner joins us in the next segment. And we're keeping it real. 7:18 on this Tuesday morning on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Mmm, the smell of garlic and the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV. Watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
San Francisco.
From the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. 7:21 on this Tuesday after our Memorial Day weekend, and P.J. Corkery joins us.
Good morning, and I'm just back with a wonderful holiday weekend. I went on appliance buying. I went up to Wells Frigidero, and I got me one of those new interest-bearing ice boxes, the Jefferson
Jefferson Frigidaire.
You just put the cash in, and in the morning you get a little more, and it's all cold cash. And the Wall Street Journal has an editorial this morning on this instance, deploring the notion that the defense that this cash just happened to be in the icebox. The journal says, as far as we know, modern electronics has not come up with the miracle of a compound interest-bearing icebox. But another great, a lot of strange and mysterious events over the weekend, not the least of which was the dropped call for home run 715. There are stories going around that this was a conspiracy. You recall that in the middle of the
A conspiracy where
the microphone went dead when
right in the middle, David Fleming's call of Barry Bonds' home run number 715, his microphone went dead.
Right,
and so on radio, on television, Kuiper's call will be the signature call of record of 715.
But this is this is astonishing to hear, because it just stops right in the middle, and you can hear, if you're a listener, you can hear the crowd noise. Continue. There's another mic on, but you can't hear Fleming.
We were watching TV. We saw it in Tahoe. So we were watching TV. We heard Kuiper's call.
For people that listening in their cars, at first thought, there's something wrong with the car radio. And then you realize, they lost it completely. But there is no...
What do you mean there's a conspiracy there?
There are stories going around that this was sabotage at KNBR. But
you mean former employees knew the right moment to get even with him?
That's what's going around.
But I like that one.
You like that one?
No, I like it. Because I know some of those former employees.
But it also involves ESP.
Well, it doesn't matter. KNBR has been so
bad. That's collateral
bad.
Damage.
Yeah, they've been so bad over the last year and a half. It could have been a loop pulling the plug. Who knows?
Yeah. That's keeping it real on 9-6.
Yes.
But as far as we know factually, it is just a horrible... A microphone that some people had said had been bulky and hadn't been tended to for one reason or another went out. But
I assume that the Bush administration will be investigating this shortly.
Alberto Gonzalez has said he'll resign if it's not investigated. So Denny Hastert is appointing a committee to be headed by Nancy Pelosi to come out and look into the... this is like, where's poor Rosemary Woods when we need her to get the 18-second gap on this call. But apparently it's just awful luck, or as some would say, karma for KNBR. Wow. The most significant call in recent sports history, just lost in the middle of the...
As my mother would say, the Lord doesn't like ugly.
The Lord doesn't like ugly. Lawson Brooks Brown. I didn't realize the dance was that night, your natal night.
Yeah, it was at my birth.
Birth.
Yeah, they played at my birth.
God,
doesn't that show you how different we are now? She was lying down. She wouldn't have gone to a dance in months,
There was a very bright light. And three wise men.
No, not the Mineola.
Yeah, no. Three wise men showed up. Three lobbyists.
Are
okay.
You three lobbyists? That's right. The delivery had an entirely different meaning.
Absolutely.
But there's another star-studded pregnancy in the news weekend
apparently.
Here. It connected to a wedding, and Kimberly.
Well, but it's unverified.
It's unverified, but apparently acknowledged.
Well, size sometimes causes one to assume things.
We're talking about Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly Kimberly Guilfoyle Newsom, who was married over the weekend in Barbados to a guy named Eric Valenci, heir to a furniture fortune and a sometime model and design guy himself. And
You were invited, Mr. Mayor?
No.
Hmm? Were you invited to the reception?
No.
On Wednesday? I was.
No, no. Really?
Yeah. DJ Corkery was invited. Willie Brown wasn't.
How does that work out?
Hmm? I'm nicer to them. This is just, but so she was married over the weekend to Valenci, and the New York Daily News on Friday, the day before the wedding, sort of took a little of the splash away from the nuptials by announcing that insiders, as it were, say that Kimberly is 5 months pregnant as she goes into into the marriage. And yesterday, or Thursday, Guilfoyle told the New York Daily News when they called to ask her about this, she said, quote, "So this is what people are doing while I'm gone. So sorry to disappoint you. I have to get married tomorrow. I have to take another call." And then she hung up. But other friends are saying, yes, the...
So that was kind of a no comment.
It was a no comment, and I think that she was...
No, that's a confirmation. If there's no denial.
No denial, it's a confirmation.
It's a confirmation.
So a non-denial is a confirmation?
Oh, you bet. That's a headline.
You should say no comment.
So if you said no comment, that would still be a confirmation.
No, no, that would be there. When asked, no comment. I refuse to answer any of your questions, but to just hang up. I used to just say you're a liar.
On the phone and then hang up?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't give them the pleasure. So they would have to print when asked, he said, you're a liar.
Yeah, when asked, you said,
They won't print that scene, so they will go find somebody else.
No, we're not allowed to print a few of the other things. Oh,
and they also can't say Willie Brown was unavailable for comment.
No, he
is. Always use that one.
And if
so
I really am outraged,
you're a liar.
If I'm really outraged, I call you a sack full of Maryland farmers.
Manure.
Sack full of Maryland farmers.
But, and the nuptials, as I understand, went off without a hitch. Not too many people from San Francisco were here, though Kimberly's father, Tony Guilfoyle, a very popular man around town.
What's he do?
Was here. He's retired now. He's a contractor, worked for PG&E, something of a player in politics. The affable guy from the old country who always said something interesting to...
Well, I saw his ex-son-in-law at the penny toss up at Moose's yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, was that yesterday?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you compete?
No, I didn't compete. I've retired. And believe me, a number of other people should retire. There was a three-year-old there that just kicked the crap out of everybody.
A three-year-old?
A little three-year-old girl. Little bitty kid was just... Little East Indian kid. She was just pitching the pitch. She'd throw a little penny. It wouldn't bounce off the wall. It would just drop. It just kept dropping. I finally yelled, check that penny. That little kid went up to like the fifth or sixth round. It's only about seven rounds before you were over.
Who won?
And I don't know, somebody else. But she became uninterested and she just walked away. She literally quit. It wasn't exciting enough for her.
It's penny pitching.
That's right. That's right.
Of course.
And I did some auctioneering, and some guy I became rather annoying. He finally said, it was only worth about $800. He finally said, if I give you 16, will you shut up? I said, if you make it cash, I'll leave.
If you make it twice as much, I've never even arrived.
PJ Corkery
is
here.
All for, this was a good cause, Paul. Mm-hmm. It was a great cause, you know, for the facility that feeds people.
St. Anthony's.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they were all there in their wonderful dark brown, you know, priest clothes.
Robes.
Those fathers. Yep. Those fathers. I don't know what you call those
Padres.
Things. The Padres.
Friars.
Yes. Friars.
Yeah.
They were groovy, though. And they had on straw hats. That's so cool.
Really?
I mean, so cool. And I had the best. I went off and forgot my hat. I got a call. I went off and forgot my hat.
All right.
No, I don't mean this one. I mean my straw hat. I had on a straw hat yesterday.
You had a straw there?
Yes. That shows you what happened when you stay too long to a party.
Well, while you're making the call to get your hat back, we'll take care of looking at the news, weather, and traffic. And PJ, I understand you have a story of how Dick Cheney had a hard time finding a San Francisco hotel room. We'll hear about that right now. John Scott's got it on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. It's 7:31. Traffic is brought to us by Wells Fargo. Tanker on the shoulder was leaking some sludgy stuff. Fire department's cleaning it up. Another tanker on the way to offload the other tanker. It's 580 westbound after Portola. Brake lights past it, and then it gets better. Vehicle stalled in the right lane now. Thanks to Alex at the traffic tip line for phoning it in on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge right before the island. Metering lights on the other way. Upper deck fine into the city. In terms of stalls or accidents, busy, though, back up to the foot of the maze. BART's on time. No peninsula problems to report at the moment. North Bay looks good in terms of stalls and accidents as well. Someday, you'd like to make home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today. At Wells Fargo, the next stage, real-time traffic information available 24-7 on our website, quakeradio.com. 7:32, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Some 1,200 Kaiser Permanente pharmacists have threatened to walk off the job. They're demanding that Kaiser increase staffing levels at its 60 Northern California pharmacies. The pharmacists union set a strike deadline of Monday, this Monday. Besides staffing levels, the union's also pushing for an improved retirement package. Today is the last day, if you're a registered voter, to request an absentee ballot be mailed to you in time for next week's primary election. So if that's you, contact your county registrar of voters, and they'll set you up. The Port of Oakland wants to use solar power to run parts of Oakland International Airport. They want a contract with Sun Edison LLC to build and operate a solar panel field that would cost about $5 million over 20 years. It would produce a megawatt of electricity a day to the airport. That's about a quarter of its total use per day. Senator Barbara Boxer holds a news conference at 11:15. She wants to talk about a new initiative on the Iraq War and a new proposal related to the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region. The Quake News team will cover. We'll have details later on today. A little fog to get our day started. Cool on the coast and sunny inland. Highs today, 50s at the beaches. No warmer than 80 in the far north, south, and east bay. I'm John Scott, keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salt.
Now here's the way you do it. Toll free to 1-866-834-8355. Or naturebee.com. But the easiest way is to talk to the gals in New Zealand. 1-866-834-8355.
That sounds great, Mike. And you got to send me some more. I ran out. So just like me, get healthy with Nature Bee. Don't forget their 100% money-back guarantee. Call the Bee line right now. Just do it. 1-866-834-8355. 866-834-8355.
This Wednesday on A&E, two hit series are back with all new episodes. At 9, Inked returns with Kerry Hart and his tattoo crew, where everybody has a story.
I look upon my tattoos as my secret identity.
At 10, Criss Angel performs his most mind-blowing illusions ever.
Could I float from one building to another building?
Inked gets under your skin. Criss Angel Mind Freak gets into your head. Wednesday night beginning at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
Levitate me, baby!
Thank you.
50 on this Tuesday, May 30th. WWWD, What Would Willie Do? We ask a question of the mayor on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Front page of USA Today, an exclusive report starts the series off with Alaska making sense of global warming. What would Willie do?
I'd require everybody in this country, mandatory, to listen and hear or see the Al Gore presentation. You don't have to do the whole movie. But to get a primer course and to start the process of making the issue of global warming available to everybody. You got to do it someplace. And in America now, television is king. We politicians deliver more messages and spend more money attempting to deliver messages by way of the television set than we do any other. The Gore presentation could very easily be a television commercial in part. It could do a presentation similar to what was done when people talked about the war, when people talked about weapons of mass destruction, particularly atomic energy, nuclear weapons, all of those things. People became very conversant with the potential for these devices, with the potential for these instruments. Global warming is so subtle in terms of the changes it wrought. It's going to require some concentrated effort, and it's going to have to be packaged in such a way that it's entertaining, it's informative, and in some cases, it may even evoke some degree of humor, which is essentially what Al Gore has done in his PowerPoint presentation that's now been translated into a movie.
Right, an
what Willie
truth.
Would do, mm-hmm. Yes, what Willie would do is to, in one manner or another, recommend to every person in any classroom anywhere in America doing some component of the global warming informational message that comes from the Gore effort, PowerPoint, as well as the movie. And if that happens, then global warming will become the subject matter for pastors on the Sunday morning. It will become the subject matter for almost every service club in America. It will become the subject matter of teachers who want to really teach their students and be informed themselves on the issue. Combination of all of those things will then return it to the hands of the politicians, and the politicians will begin to lead the fight in view of the fact that the people will have already headed in the direction of doing something about global warming.
That's What Would Willie Do this morning on 960 The Quake, and it's An Inconvenient Truth. That's the title of Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, and it seems to be a truth that's being fought, too. There's a lot of money coming out from certain quarters, without mentioning which oil companies might have the kind of clout and money and starting their own institutes of misinformation to try to dispute the idea of greenhouse gas emissions.
You know, Paul, it's amazing, but all these candidates that we've had now on our program over the last 6 months, very few have ever even focused and used as one of the tools for communications the business of global warming. We had Mr. Swanson on this morning, didn't mention global warming. We had his opponent, Mr. Russo, on, didn't mention global warming, I don't think. I go backwards on all the candidates that have been here, and I think only one candidate who was running for the mayorship of San Jose actually spoke about global warming. I've not heard either Wesley or Angelides spend any time talking about global warming. I have heard Arnold, the governor, being attacked for his so-called attitude on global warming. But somehow we've got to make global warming such an issue that it begins to be dealt with in the political circles as we deal with education, as we deal with health, as we deal with housing, as we deal with transportation, as we deal with job creation, planning and land use. Global warming has got to join that collection so that it becomes a working tool available for communications by every politician.
I think we should come up with the bright side of global warming.
What's the bright side, Will?
The bright side of global warming? Well, you won't have to retire to Arizona. Arizona will come to you. That's one of the examples of the bright side of global warming.
But what does that do to the rest of the planet when all of us start looking like a desert?
Oh, well, that, you know, you're always worried about everybody else. What about us? What about us? I mean, you can grow bananas in the Yukon. There's a bright side of global warming. There's an upside. You're always looking at the downside. I think we should have our callers call in with examples of what the bright side of global warming will be.
I don't think there's any bright side
of
global warming.
Yes, there's the bright side of global warming.
I don't think so. I think that global warming so alters the nature of this planet that we may be headed to the time and the space when the quality of the air will be virtually non-existent. We'll all walk around with some form of instruments that assist us in breathing, that we will begin to see no more greenery.
See, all you can find, you're just looking at all the dark things that are going to happen. What about, because for everything, there's always a side effect. There's unanticipated, the law of unintended consequences. So, for instance, grilling meat. You won't need a grill. You could just take a fork and stick the meat outside your window, and the UV rays will grill your meat for you. So you won't have to come up with a grill or build a messy fire or anything like that?
Yeah, but you'll have to put some protective shield on the hand that you move out.
That's not a good thing, I'll admit. That's not a good thing. I'm thinking of the bright side, you know, the good things that are going to come.
If you keep it out there long enough, the fork will probably melt in this global warming, and you will be eating fork and meat.
Okay, well, see, now there's a way you can get
but where
rid,
did you, where
get
do you
rid get, of electronics just by sticking them outside.
Okay, but where do you get the meat at that stage of the game? Because obviously the animal that's producing that meat can't stand outside and grow up as they're currently doing.
Oh, maybe he's in your basement.
I think, Will, this is why USA Today has this as a cover story, is making sense of global warming, because it's hard for people to get their minds around it. I mean, you just want to make fun of it. And it's a serious, more serious problem than a lot of things that threaten us on a daily basis, or we think threaten us on a daily basis, because it's also a slow motion thing that no one can see. You're not looking at the ice caps melting in the polar regions. You're not looking at polar bears not being able to cross where they used to be able to cross because there's
there
no more
ice. There
will
be no more polar bears, Paul.
You're not seeing the trees dying, the birch trees and the other
trees. You guys
trees.
Are just looking at the bad things that are happening. No one ever thinks about the good things.
All right, well, there's a suspicious package on Van Ness, and they've evacuated City Hall. So you can have a joke on that, too, but we'll find out more. As we're going on. I've just been informed of this. They've evacuated City Hall. And we'll have Harmon Lee on The Infiltrator in our next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960 The Quake.